Looks like I've got all the DRB members ready. Let's see if consensus planning is ready. Okay, I see Mr. Rogers is ready, so. Okay, let's go ahead and start the recording. This is Chair Wolfley. We're resuming the October 28th meeting of the DRB. We are on item number 6, which is PR 2020-4086. Preliminary final plat SD 2020-165. Vacation of public easement PNM SD 2020-164. Vacation of a public easement waterline SD 2020-166. And vacation of a public easement drainage 2020-167. Sidewalk waiver VA 2020-321. For Titan Property Management at Tennyson Street Northeast. We are also taking up at the same time item number 7, which is a minor case. It's EPC final site plan sign off, SI 2020-1095, for the same address and owner. Okay. The applicant team, will you please identify yourselves, introduce yourselves, and I will swear you in.
Thank you, Chair. This is Josh Rogers with Titan Development.
Okay, Mr. Rogers, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
And this is Michael Voss with Consensus Planning.
Thank you, Mr. Voss. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Michael Voss. I do.
Thank you. Will there be anyone else?
Yes, this is Brian Patterson. We got a lot of people here. Brian Patterson, Titan Development.
Mr. Patterson, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do. Thank you.
This is Juan Astiazaran from ORV Architecture.
Okay. Mr. Astiazaran, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Genevieve Donart with Isaacson and Arfman, a civil engineer.
Okay, Ms. Donart, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
All right. Mr. Rogers, did we miss anyone?
Madam Chair, I don't think so.
Okay, thanks for your patience this morning. Why don't you go ahead and give us an update? We've looked at your site plan. We've now got your plat. I guess we've looked at your plat as well. I just wasn't here that time. So, Mr. Garcia.
Madam Chair, Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Just like to disclose that I did have ex parte communication regarding this case with Michael Voss, and we were discussing a fence. I believe it was.
I'm sorry, you were discussing
the a fence or slash wall.
The fence. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Now to Mr. Rogers or Mr. Voss, if you want to give us an update on the plat and the plan, site plan.
Madam Chair, this is Josh Rogers. Nothing specific. Would just appreciate going through each of the comments and going through them, and hopefully we can get this out of the DRB. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Gomez, we had someone at the beginning of the meeting that wanted to speak on these items.
Yes, can you items 6 and 7, it's Ms. Carol Ambiebo.
Okay, Carol, are you, can you identify that you're in the room with us?
Yes, this is Carol Ambiebo with North Albuquerque Acres Community Association.
Okay, thank you, Carol. I'm going to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead and give us your comments.
First of all, I would like to thank you for your time this morning. And We appreciate Titan Property Management working with us and addressing our concerns about this project. It's not within our borders, but is directly connected and has a big effect on our, could have a big effect on our neighborhood. I just want to say that they've been great about addressing the gates and the sidewalk variants and lighting, et cetera. But we are concerned that this project would put additional strain on the tramway substation, which PNM already says is at or near capacity. They're trying to use that as a justification to build a new substation within North Albuquerque Acres, which we are on record as opposing. It would be in violation of the county's North Albuquerque Acres Paseo del Norte sector plan and our zoning. I want to say that lack of planning and foresight by PNM does not constitute a crisis on the part of North Albuquerque Acres. And I hope that if this project is approved, which we think it's a nice project and will be lovely, that it does not force any kind of issue on a new substation. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes, from the public, who wishes to speak on this agenda item? This would be 6 and 7 on Tennyson Ave Street. I'm just gonna, Jay, since you're there, if you wouldn't mind helping me make sure I don't miss anyone, raise your hand or unmute yourself and let us know you're there, or press star 9 on your phone. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. That's correct. I'm not seeing
anyone. Okay. All right. Let me turn to the application team. Does anyone want to address the concerns that have been raised about how this project could contribute to the need for a new PNM substation in the area?
This is Michael Bosch. Brian, you can take it.
Yeah, sorry, I have two mutes here. I've got to undo it at the same time. Sorry, Brian Patterson, Titan Development. We have been working with the current property owner and PNM to relocate the transmission lines as well as some distribution lines that go across the property. In our correspondence with PNM regarding new service to this facility, they mentioned there'd be no issues with providing service to our units. As far as the bigger picture in that area, I cannot speak to that. But in our correspondence, you know, that they do have adequate service to serve this development.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck, did you review this case?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, I did.
Okay, did we get any comments from PNM?
We did not get any written comments. As I stated at the previous meeting, the last meeting this was at, we did get verbal confirmation that from PNM that they thought everything was okay, but we don't have a written memo or anything in writing stating that they are okay with the proposal at this time.
Okay. Let's go ahead and go to board comments. And if you want to, you can give your comments that relate to the plat, followed by your comments that relate to the site plan. And if they merge together, we'll do our best to sort through that. So let's go to Water Authority.
David Gutierrez, Water Authority. For case 6, I have no objection. For information, infrastructure list items are going to be on the site plan and tied to that. So for the site plan itself, please ensure the site plan reflects the required infrastructure noted on the executed statement, availability statement, 200705. There is a 10-inch water line required on there that is not noted on the infrastructure list or shown on the site plan. There's a 6-inch water line you're showing up to the meter. That'll be removed, and we'll want a perpendicular connection to the new 10-inch line, rather. I think that was it. And yeah, that's all I had. Thank you.
Okay, any questions?
Madam Chair, this is Josh Rogers. As it relates to the 10-inch water line along the north side, we have added that to the infrastructure list. We have updated that infrastructure list as of a couple hours ago, so we do have it on our current existing infrastructure list.
And this is Michael Voss. I'll add that I emailed this infrastructure list to Jay just moments ago.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. The infrastructure list you're emailing me is pulled up right now.
Okay, Mr. Gutierrez, why don't you take a look at that and see if the items you need are there?
So 10-inch water line, San Antonio Drive from existing steps. Yeah, that works for that. And I just need the site plan. Was that updated as well? You did say that was?
This is Michael Voss. As far as the site plan has not been, or site utility plan has not been fully updated, but if it's possible, would you be able to take delegation for that?
We'll see how the rest of the board comes go, but yeah, I think that could be arranged.
Thanks.
For the infrastructure, this is David again. That addresses my comment there. And you did remove the 6-inch stub, is that correct? Go to page 2J, just to see.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. There's nothing on page 2, I don't believe.
Okay. Cool, we're good. All right, that addresses the infrastructure, this comment I had. And now we just need to see the site plan updated. Thank you.
Okay. And Mr. Gutierrez, somehow your mic is not as great as it was before the break. So I'll just alert you to that.
Is that better there? Is that
better? That's
better. Okay,
yeah,
sorry about that.
That's perfect. No problem. Okay. Let's go to code enforcement. And remember, we've got the plat with various vacations and then the site plan sign off.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Carl Garcia with code enforcement. If you could please address the previous comments, previous five comments from the previous meeting. And if you need a refresher, I can list those off.
Madam Chair, Mr. Garcia, this is Josh Rogers with Titan Development. Sure, would be happy to. The site plan was updated to change the name from preliminary site plan to site plan. As we went over last time in regards to the electrical charging stations, all 10 are on the site plan. And we did show them in the last meeting in a highlighted exhibit, but I can assure you that all 10 are called out on the property. comment number 3, landscape plan, the note about zoning code was updated to IDO language. To specifically state IDO, that was done. And then the variance for the 5-foot front setback was requested at EPC. And then Mike Voss, correct me if I'm wrong, but on number 5 for the 6-foot fence, we included language that you approved, Mr. Garcia, to reference the IDO code and the amendments that are going forward so that a 6-foot fence would be consistent with the current IDO regulations that are adopted next week.
Correct. Thank you, sir. So you listed on number 4 that the variance was requested at EPC. Was it approved?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
All right. Michael Voss, I'll just add to what Josh said. And Carl, it sounds like you may not have seen the memo that got resubmitted. On last week Friday, but I did reference which findings of the EPC were referenced in the approval of that variance that's noted on the site plan in that supplemental memo.
Okay. All right, got it. Thank you. I have nothing further.
So, Mr. Voss, this is Chair Wolfley. So the NOD of the EPC site plan approval does reference the EPC approving the variance for the front setback?
This is Michael Voss. Yes, that's correct. They approved both a variance to the front setback of 10 feet to the 15 feet to allow for a 5-foot setback. And then they approved a variance to the buffer between the open space to the east along the eastern property line.
Right. Okay. Understood. Thank you. And I know your NOD must be in the submittal, so thank you. Okay. And Mr. Garcia, did you need anything else then?
Carl Garcia. No, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. We have no objection to the vacation preliminary final plat or sidewalk waiver. We do have comments for the site plan. Is this the time to discuss those?
Yes.
Okay, so we have some quite a few comments in the written comments regarding the trail. The points made were regarding the material, the alignment, the construction, and the width. I'm not going to read them verbatim at this time, but I'll just go over briefly. There is a design standards from the open space that these requirements are coming from. I can send that to the applicant if they would like. But they talk about these issues that are listed here. The material, I think at one point is noted as dirt, and we just wanted to make sure that was changed to stabilize crusher fines. The alignment, it's not clear exactly given the expected right-of-way dedication that the alignment is adjusted to be along the inside of the property line, and that it would then cross that driveway and be available to continue if that property that is zoned PD then comes for site plan approval. So I want to clarify that. And then for the construction of the trail, there are some guidelines regarding how to construct the trail with the slope. And often a rock retaining wall is required. So I thought maybe someone could speak on that if they thought that that would be, given the information from the design standards, you know, if that would be necessary with some of the slopes that are presented there. And the final is the width. As far as PRD is considered, we consider the 5-foot acceptable given that we would prefer not to have this as an accessible trail. It seems to meet the exceptions that are listed by the requirements where it compliance would substantially alter the function or purpose of the facility. And also any accessible trail would require parking, and we wouldn't expect any parking in this location. So one thing I did want to note about that comment from the city's PRD is that, you know, that we accept it as a non-accessible trail, but there was a condition in the notice of decision regarding coordination with the county of Bernalillo. And I don't know if she has yet, of the planner with the Bernalillo County has yet agreed to all of that. So that is one step that will have to be completed. That's all I have, thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Josh Rogers, and Ms. Sommerfeld, thank you for your comments. Just to go through them one by one on the materiality, For the stabilized crusher fines, we have noted that in several different areas. It looks like the grading and drainage plan must have missed the stabilized crusher fines, but we do have it noted on the site plan as well as the landscape plan. I would hope that that would suffice for this approval. Number two on the alignment for the right-of-way dedication, we have shown the trail going across our property along the north boundary from east to west, and our property line essentially ends on the west side of that drive access for the fire exit. And we have a note on the site plan that says a 5-foot wide curb cut to be put in for that future trail connection. That's about all we can do for that, since our property line is basically at the end of that curb cut and we can't continue the trail any further. So I hope that's acceptable, but wouldn't mind chatting about it.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. Do you have anything on the grading details page that would reference some of these things for the construction of the trail?
Madam Chair, Ms. Sommerfeld, I'll have to ask Ms. Jenny Dohart to weigh in here if she has any of these notes on her grading and drainage plan. I am not certain.
This is Genevieve Dohart. I don't believe I did add any notes on the grading plan regarding that that trail.
Sorry, this however, is Cheryl Parks and Rec. I mean the grading details page, not the plan.
Right, yeah, the grading details. No, I don't believe I added that into the grading details. It is designed at a 2% cross slope with a 4-to-1 beyond it, but I did not add a specific detail to the grading detail sheet.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I was just wondering, or I was just thinking that you would maybe interpret those comments that are in writing that were submitted and, you know, add those notes to the that page. That I'm imagining that this is going forward after this meeting.
Okay. Is this, because the grading details was part of the hydrology approved plan, I didn't resubmit that. Is there a place where this can be noted that can be quickly turned around?
Yeah, yes, this is Cheryl with Parks. Sorry, it can be on a different page. It can be on the landscape page. Is there a separate page for details? I would like some information about what is provided from the Open Space Division's trail and trailhead design standards into the either the landscape plan or details or grading plan or details.
Ms. Sommerfeld, this is Josh Rogers with Titan. Just a question on the standards that you sent over in the notes. I do not understand what a construction of a rock retaining wall means. Can you, if you know, can you elaborate on what the implication of that, of what that is? Because we are obligating ourselves to maintain the trail in perpetuity. And so, you know, I don't know what the implication of a rock retaining wall means for tread stability, but we are obligating ourselves to maintain it. So I don't want to line this thing all the way around the trail, you know, to meet this requirement if we're already obligating ourselves to maintain the crusher fine trail. It seems overkill.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. It really does have to do with the design standards that are in the Open Space Division's Trail and Trailhead Design Standards Manual. And it does have to do with the slope that it's being built into. So I think it would be a matter of looking at their diagram that is provided in that manual and seeing if there's any place that that particular situation applies given the slopes in that location. So that would be, you know, a matter of looking at those two things and then communicating back.
we'll look into it. I Madam Chair, Ms. Sommerfeld, I do not see an issue with adding the note to either our landscape plan or the overall site plan that will follow the Forest Service IMBA sustainable design standards. I don't have an issue adding that note. I just don't know what it means yet. So we can add the note.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Rogers. Let's go to hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan and drainage report with engineer stamp date of October 5th, 2020. We had comments of asking for AMAFCA's comments to be addressed and for AMAFCA approval of the plat, but I see that the applicant has emailed this morning, forwarded over an email from AMAFCA saying that they no longer had any comments on this. So hydrology has no objection. Just make sure that AMAFCA signs off on the plat before hydrology does.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Armijo. And anything on the site plan?
No, it's the same.
No. Same. Okay.
Correct.
All right, thank you. Transportation.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the plat or to the waiver or the vacations, obviously. The only comments I had left after my previous comments had been addressed is that I'd like to have speed bump details provided with the necessary signage. And there's one ramp there in the middle of the site that's called out with handrail. I'd like that detailed out, the handrail detail as well as the necessary slopes. And I believe you are working on that. So those are all my comments.
Madam Chair, Ms. Wolfenberger, this is Josh Rogers. We do have those details completed. If I can share my screen, we can quickly review those and we will insert this into the set.
Okay, are you able to give him, Mr. Rodenbeck, are you able to give Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, just one second here.
Okay. This is Maggie Gould, Madam Chair, I can do that too.
Yeah, Maggie has to do that.
Okay.
This is Maggie Gould. Josh Rogers should have permission now.
Got it. Thank you. Madam Chair, Ms. Wolfenberger. So here's the ramp details. Obviously, we don't need to go through each of the specifics on them, but they will be included and they do meet the guidelines for accessibility. So they should match the slopes and be acceptable. And then we added in the speed hump sign, speed hump detail, and the ramp section detail, including the handrail. So.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. On a conceptual level, these look good. I'll need some more time to review these, but I can take delegation for this item.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. We are at planning comments.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. As we mentioned before regarding the site plan, we need to have written confirmation that PNM has coordinated with you regarding the height of the trees as depicted on the landscape plan and that they approve the proposed plantings as depicted. Regarding the plat, we got a little bit of an issue from what I'm seeing with the revised plat. I'm not seeing the owner and city surveyor signatures on the plat. And we can't approve the plat without those signatures. And we can't approve the site plan if we can't approve the plat. So you know, we need to see that. And we defer to transportation for the waiver. We just need the project and application numbers on the plat as well as utility and MAPCA signatures prior to distribution of the plat to the DRB for e-signatures. And prior to final sign-off, we need the DXF file approval email from AGES. That concludes my comments.
Okay, so Mr. Rogers, let's, or whoever on your application team, let's start with the city surveyor signature. Do you have that?
Madam Chair, I will defer to Brian Patterson to answer the items about the plat.
Yes, Brian Patterson, we do have city surveyors and owner's signature on this. I am not quite sure which version was sent to you, but we do have a copy of that and we can provide that. The other question that I can answer was the comment regarding PNM. We did get a confirmation email from Mr. Russell Brito and Lori Moy regarding that language. And we do have that. And so if that has not been sent over, we can send that over as well. But we do have their confirmation on that language.
Okay. With all of this, you realize that these things are due on Fridays so that the DRB members have time to look at them and determine by today what is there and what's not.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to point out, this is the latest plat that we received. And, you know, this is a city surveyor. So it's missing the signature. It's missing an owner signature. Yeah, we're missing, and we need that information to approve the plat.
This is Michael Voss with Consensus Planning. Yeah. And this PDF version is the latest version of the unplotted, you know, as we're working in a virtual space, what the surveyor sent to us. You know, the original application for this plat did include a scanned copy.
Yeah, that's
that
what had I
the city surveyor and owner's signatures on it.
Yeah.
And so we don't have that in our possession. But the surveyor has that original and is routing it for all of the signatures. This is just the version where they updated the third sheet of the plat to address the comments that were made.
So Michael, this sheet, this is Jay Rodenbeck. So Michael, this sheet was not updated in any way. The first sheet with the signature signature blocks.
This is Michael Voss with Consensus Planning, and Brian may know better than me, but from my understanding, we have not made any changes to the first sheet of this plat. We added, there's a note that was added to the second sheet of the plat, and I believe the owner is re-signed, and then for the public pedestrian trail maintenance.
Well, this is Jay Rodenbeck, so I just want to jump in. So
yeah.
The second sheet of the plat has the owner signature on it, and you said a note was updated on the second sheet. That would be an issue. You know, if the first sheet had both the owner signature and the city surveyor signature and hadn't been updated, that wouldn't be an issue. But if you made any kind of a modification whatsoever to sheet two, which features the owner signature, that would be an issue.
And this is Michael Voss, and Brian can jump in. The owners have seeing this revised plat and I believe have signed it. And then the third sheet is the only other sheet that has any changes on it.
That is correct. This is Brian at Titan. So first sheet, no changes. Second sheet, which we're looking at right now, has the public pedestrian trail maintenance language that was requested. This has been re-signed by the owner. And then the third sheet was addressing previous comments that have been taken care of.
Okay, so where, but did you submit those sheets to us? Mr. Patterson, this is Chair Wolfe, the sheets that you just described.
Yep.
Did you submit those to us and when did you submit them?
This again, Brian Patterson. So as Mr. Voss had said previously, the digital version This is the latest and greatest digital version that we received from our surveyor that has all the updates. And as mentioned, our surveyor, ServTech, is currently taking this and getting all the utility signatures that are required. So they are in possession of the original Mylars. But the, as mentioned, the PDF that we're looking at right now is the latest and greatest.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Runbeck, help me out here.
Okay, so with the agenda that we have, if they have the ability to, if they just get, what we need for approval is the owner to sign this sheet here and the city surveyor, you know, signature there. It sounds like, you know, if we get a digital copy of that plat between now and the end of the meeting, I mean, we could move this case to a later, to later in the agenda to make a decision on. And if they, because we've got several cases left, including, you know, some time-consuming cases potentially. So, in my opinion, we could move this case further down the agenda if they think they could get that copy of the plat with those required signatures.
Okay, we have many more items besides that that are needed on the site plan. We've got still the site utility plan. We've got, I think, some trail issues.
Yeah.
We have the transportation details. So we have more than two, more than three
okay.
delegation areas.
Yeah.
Let me circle back. Go ahead. Is that Mr. Voss?
Yes, this is Michael Voss with Consensus Planning, and I let Josh weigh in. I think we were hoping to get approval of the vacations and flat today, but the site plan has a couple of issues on it. So
thank
it sounds
you,
like
Voss.
it might just be easiest for us to take a 1 week deferral, and we will resubmit all of these the changes and the plat with the signatures by Friday at noon.
Okay, and that would be for which applications?
This is Michael Voss with Consensus Planning, and I think just for the ease of moving the agenda along and hopefully and not creating too much confusion for both items, six
for
and seven,
items. Okay.
To just defer for 1 week, and we will submit everything by Friday, and we'll hopefully get approval next week.
Okay. Yes. And yeah, it can, if things aren't quite gelled, it can be very time consuming to try to be gelling them during the meeting. So I appreciate you saying that, Mr. Voss. And then that would allow us time to review whatever we need to review from PNM with regard to the trees. And I had one thing, I think your architect is in the room. He's got a very hard name for me to remember.
Madam Chair, Juan is on the call.
Okay, Mr. Astier Soran? Okay, I'll just say Juan. Okay, we had some good discussion about the views and capturing the views within the buildings last time. I'm not sure you were on the call. And I just had one follow-up suggestion, and maybe you've already done this, but we've been working a little bit on some of our IDEO requirements. These are just some discussions we've been having for improvements. And one relates to sunshade studies so that one of our most important design characteristics in Albuquerque is the sun. And I was just wondering if you had engaged in a sunshade study on your apartment buildings and the facades.
Hi, this is Juan Astiazaran. No, I mean, not really. I think most some of the windows are recessed a little bit to create some shade and movement on the building, but no, we really have not done a shade study on the facades themselves.
Okay, and this is just a suggestion, but that you might want to look at that given your direct east and west exposures, and that could greatly reduce the energy consumption of the building over its useful life, and so improve the ambiance of the apartment dwellers' experience. So anyhow, that's kind of a suggestion. I've heard from other architects that that's not too involved a process, but you be the judge of that. But I would just highly recommend that for the consideration of your project. Okay, with all of that great discussion, is there a motion to defer items 6 and 7 to the November 4th meeting of the DRB?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I move to defer items number 6 and 7 to the November 4th meeting of the DRB.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. I second.
Okay, thank you. Please vote.
David Gutierrez, Water Authority. I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec. I approve.
Ernest Stormijo, Hydrology. I approve.
Dave Wolfenberger with Transportation. I approve.
Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer items 6 and 7, which is PR 2020-4086, preliminary final plat 2020-165 and related vacations and waiver, and final sign off of EPC site plan SI 2020-1095. Okay, thank you, gentlemen. We will talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.